possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the weather. We certainly are. Weather makes it feel like fall, right? Fake fall. But I'll take it because football is in the air. And guys, college football is right around the corner. The official week one start. We had week zero. Mike and I will talk more about it as we lead into what is going to be a fascinating and I think an intriguing season as we count down to the college football playoff. That's coming up in 15 minutes. But Mike, we got to talk about our Falcons because the preseason wrapped up. I hope you took nothing from this final preseason game against the Cowboys on Friday night because there was nothing to take. If you're talking about who played well and who didn't, I'm glad you're discussing it, but it's a waste of time. Raheem Morris, though, confirmed the one thing, Mike, that we were concerned about last week, and we went back and forth. I said things will be fine, and I still hope they will be, but Caleb McGarry is going to miss significant time.
Yeah, now again, we said this earlier in the show for guys that weren't in the car yet. They're not going to go out there and say, hey, he's done for the season, because if you are trying to, again, it's a long shot to try to get a trade. But, you know, any leverage, and teams may already know. The word may be already out there calling around NFL personnel people.
Sure.
Just how dire our situation is or whatever it is. Because we do know the facts that we have, Storm Norton is out 6 to 8 weeks after that ankle surgery. We don't know the specifics, but again, it's an extended period of time. So if you're trying to make a deal, because I told Carl, I went and looked. If you want to have an exercise in futility, Google best free agent tackles right now in the NFL. They're either guys like Lael Collins, who's terrible. Cowboys just cut him. He hasn't played a down since 2020. He was one of the best young tackles in football, but he hasn't played a down in 3 years. Isaiah Wynn, former Georgia Bulldog, is going to retire. Mm. So, I mean, these guys aren't even available that you'd be looking for on a short list. So then you get into where do you find these tackles vis-a-vis a trade or get the best of the lot of somebody who's actually been cut. You know, but the thing is, you mentioned, Carl, with waivers and stuff, you know, we're 15th on the list. You know, there's an order to that, and first up is Tennessee.
Yeah, I just feel like Falcon fans feel like they can just jump the line, and there is no process here, and there is. So we're going to have to wait and see how. And by the way, it doesn't mean that every team decides to take somebody.
No, it's who needs it.
Right. And even though you may be in line, you might not need it, but we still have to wait our turn. So that's how the waiver part of this is going to work out. Tomorrow, though, that begins, and it already has, right? But they released a bunch of guys on Saturday, and the process has begun to get down to the 53-man roster. But McGarry on IR, there are critical decisions that need to be made in regards to tomorrow before 4 o'clock. And, you know, the main thing for me is I just still feel like the best option on the team versus bringing somebody else in and trying to get them acclimated for 2 weeks and say, hey, all right, Bijan, that hole is going to be there. Elijah Wilkinson's still your best option. Even though he may not be as talented, Mike, or as good as Caleb McGarry, and that's obvious because he hasn't played or been paid as such, but that's your best option, and I think they feel that way. We talked about what Raheem said after the game, talking about he's been here with us, we trust him. I said to Mike, is he blowing smoke? Maybe, but he has to at this point, even if he feels that way, Mike. It may sound like, oh, I don't know if I believe him, but I do, because I don't think they look outside the building and go, this option is way better because of Mike, what he just laid out as far as the potential options you could bring in.
And I put it out there on Twitter there over the weekend. We don't say X, but he's put them up, C-Dukes on Mike Bell ATL. And I said, I sure hope that you know, the front office has a plan B or C. And guy corrected me, said, actually, we're on to plan C or D.
We are.
Because plan A is McGarry. Plan B is Storm Norton. We're already on to C. You know, so, I mean, that's semantics, but he's right. And then Elijah Wilkinson, guys continue to ask us, why can't you move Matthew Bergeron, who play tackle at Syracuse? He's a guard, and I think most people agree you don't want to mess with the chemistry that we've already got. You hope that you can find it in Wilkinson, because Brandon Parker, as you saw, is just not up to the task. He's a big guy, but he's just not that guy. You know, we're a little thin on the offensive line. We've done a really good job of having the depth, but man, this is a tough situation. I brought up earlier Darnell Mooney.
What's up, Darnell?
You're not as concerned about him, but we still don't know exactly what his story is.
No, look, I'm not, because I feel like, and this is where I'm at, all right? Call me an optimist, fine. I feel like things could change between now and next week when we start really preparing for the first game.
Like 10 days, yes. Basically, right.
So I don't want to go crazy and be like, Darnell's out, when next week, coach could come to us, Mike, we'll be up there and say, hey, guys, Darnell's ready. Okay, great. Now we can go to work. So I want to wait and still be a little optimistic about that. McGarry, we know where we're at now. 404-726-0929. Let's hear from Raheem Morris after the game on Friday, talking about what happens between that game, which was, of course, Friday night, and the final cuts, which is tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
You know, obviously tomorrow we'll go back and do our normal process. We'll look at the tape. We'll be able to grade it. We'll be able to talk to these guys in the appropriate manner in the next couple of days. You know, getting with Terry, getting with our other scouts, getting with our coaches, making all the important decisions that have to be made as far as a football team and being able to really lock in and zero in on those things, what we need to do to try to go win.
The biggest name, Mike, over the weekend was Morgan Fox.
Yeah, I never understood why we drafted Megan Fox. I loved her work in the Transformers.
Morgan.
You betcha. But anyway, Morgan, and we weren't, and that was, again, for guys that are very literal, that was just a play on words, because obviously it is Morgan Fox, but not many folks maybe outside of his family knew he played in the NFL.
Didn't Megan have weird fingers? Or does she? Am I thinking about the same person?
I don't know. I know she's with Machine Gun Kelly.
Am I right, Oren?
I've never gotten down that far to look at her fingers before.
I was going
to
say, you're looking at her fingers?
No, this is a big deal.
No, Daryl Hannah had some things with her hands. She had like a finger that was a digit that was strange.
No. Guys out there listening, you know I'm telling. We talked about this on the show, Mike. She had something going on, like long fingers or something weird, and we discussed it. It was a while back. Because she really
she's got a wacky thumb.
She has toe thumbs thumbs.
Yeah, she's got toe thumbs, man.
I'm telling you. I knew it was something. All right. Sorry, Mike. We were talking about Morgan Fox, not Megan Fox.
She's got thumbs kind of like the aliens that ran Mission Control for the Men in Black.
I told you guys.
Remember this? Weep, whoop, and that's Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got thumbs.
I knew it was something, because we brought this up on the show a few years ago, and guys were like, have you seen her fingers? And I'm like, no.
But again, I would say if you're looking at Megan Fox's fingers, you're staring at the wrong two objects. But anyway, I digress.
That's true.
But Morgan Fox gets cut. We gave him $3 million. You know, I mean, it ain't much by NFL standards.
Are you saying
the
fingers don't count at some point?
She's a fox. Now, she's wackadoodle crazy, hot crazy, but she's...
I mean, when she points at you or she's discussing things with you and you see the odd, awkward fingers.
Like, if she had, like, if we were, just for argument's sake, we're having a dessert and she, like, dips her finger into cherry sauce or chocolate, not sure I'm going to suck that thumb.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
In the grand scheme of things, if you're ranking the fingers, Carl, where does the thumb rank in terms of importance?
Well, it depends. Like Mike just said, is she dipping the thumb?
Well, if you just saw her hand, how would you rank her fingers?
Are you a toe guy? Are you a feet guy? Like Tarantino?
I mean, she got toe thumbs, so I mean, if you were a toe guy, that'd be your alley, Carl.
Are you sucking toes? You ever suck toes?
I will like to talk about the Falcons preseason.
I think Oren is a toe sucker. I think Oren has done it. I think we've established that Oren has played with the feet.
How do we go from a Falcons player getting cut to me sucking toes?
If we had dessert and she offered her thumb to suck some chocolate,
I'm not doing it.
Like
okay,
sucking her
finger, though, not her toes. Yeah. Just because her fingers look like toes don't mean I'm sucking toes.
The weird finger. I knew it would matter. I told you guys.
It's like Eddie Murphy and Boomerang.
Yes, the feet. Marcus.
Look at the feet.
All right, ladies, sorry. We got carried away there. We're Where were we?
No, I mean, a foot massage is different.
Sounds like you were a toe sucker, bro.
Oren goes, you know what? He goes the extra distance. He'll go the, he gives you the 12. He goes to the whole 9 yards, or maybe 12 yards. Anyway, back to Morgan Fox.
Somebody got 12 toes? What the hell?
Somebody was a woman right now with her feet out, right now.
I don't know.
Thinking about it.
But I've never seen a thumb like that until I saw that. That's what got it on the whole thing. But okay. It is,
all right. Sorry.
Carl, you are correct. Hey, man, the Lions, we just got news releasing offensive lineman Dan Skipper. Now, Day-Day, look up Dan Skipper and see if he's going to retire.
Because
almost everybody out there who's a potential candidate to get signed is like literally 35 to up. He's 30 years of age.
Nah, he's not good.
By the way, he's been all over the place.
He's not any good, Mike.
No, he's been on like 10 teams. Yeah. Look, he's been on the Lions like three different occasions.
And here's what you need to know about the Lions. They have one of the best offensive lines in the league.
Right.
They're letting you go. That's screaming where they're at.
But
I do
appreciate, you know, folks, you know, hitting us up and, you know, saying that, hey, you know, there are some names out. But again, this is the level of quality we're looking at.
Yeah.
Now, again, not to say a guy can't come in and reinvent himself with the right team, playing with Chris Lindstrom, who's one of the best, if not the best guard in football, but you're still there's a fall off between Caleb McGarry to Storm Norton. That's plain and simple.
All right. I still think Elijah's the guy. We'll see. Let me hear Raheem Morris talk about the value of playing in the preseason, because this game Friday night, boo, all those things.
You know, it was a lot of tough spots at the end of the roster, and those guys had to go out there and decide that tonight. So whether you're talking about special teams or you're talking about being able to help on offense or defense, guys were out there fighting for their, you know, livelihood to be able to be a Falcon. And those are things that you love. Those are things you like about it. But at the end of the day, man, there'll be a lot of tough decisions tomorrow and over the course of the next couple of days, and that we got to make for our team and for our football team to go try to win our first game.
Look, special teams, Ra's not lying. There were guys vying for jobs. That's absolutely true. But as I said earlier, when somebody said to me, Dukes, what are the names they're going to cut? When you start looking at the guys on this team, Kirk Cousins not going anywhere.
Right.
I mean, who do you think? Cordero Hodge? He's not going anywhere. Like, when you start looking at our team, we got a really solid football team. And then you're saying, okay, so what are we talking about? We're talking about, like, roster spots 49, 50, 51, 52, maybe 53. If that. Like, there's not a bunch of guys that are vying for a bunch of spots. The thing that was most interesting to me, Mike, is maybe the secondary and how that might play out.
Right. Morgan Fox, not Megan Fox with the feet like toe, finger, thumbs. It's Morgan Fox got cut, a guy making $3 million guaranteed, because maybe we got more depth now at the edge rush position than we've had going back to, what, 2017?
Yes.
The last time we made the playoffs with a really elite defensive line. So that's part of it. You know, we've talked about the job that, you know, Zach Harrison has done a better job. He's come along. But certainly having a guy, Leonard Floyd is that stud. Technically, he's an outside linebacker, but you know the depth that we've got. We've got dudes that can get after it. Ebikadi, I thought, had a really good camp, and you know how much people are gushing over James Pierce Jr.
Yes.
And we discussed earlier, now just a matter of time for Jalen Walker to – I don't know how it works, and we'll ask Coach Raheem Morris about that next week, about, you know, Jalen Walker. Was it a big issue that he got lost so many reps? Because will he still be able to start against the Bucs as that sort of hybrid or edge rusher?
I don't even know if I would. I'm serious. Like, guys, it's a long season. And I know, as much as I've been talking about him and saying, hey, you know, I need to see more, and I hope you do too, I need to slowly move this along. If you think you're going to run him out there, Mike, for 60 snaps, good luck. Like, that's what you're thinking in week one? I don't think they're thinking that way. I could be wrong. Like, maybe he's completely healthy, but he hasn't been the entire camp. My point is, I wouldn't rush this thing, because I need to see Jalen throughout the course of the season. And he's going to play, I think. How many defensive plays has he played? That's going to be the question in week one.
Right. And I said this earlier, so I'll say it again for Falcon executives maybe in their car right now.
Oh, they are.
On 985. You know, when we don't have information specifics, you know, some of this, as we already said, there's no reason to show your hand to the NFL about Caleb McGarry's status. I get that. I'm just curious about Darnell Mooney. Is Darnell Mooney going to be on the IR?
What's up, Darnell?
Or is he going to be good to go against the Bucs? Because we did not get to – Carl, he didn't get to practice, and unfortunately, more chemistry with Michael Penix Jr. aside from the three games in minicamp.
Yeah, Michael said when they got together in the offseason, and take it for what it's worth, that he, you know, knows where he likes to run routes. He knows where he wants the ball. It's his job to get it there. He feels comfortable once he makes it back. Let's hope so. Hey, we're coming back. Week zero, college football started, but it is a huge week for Georgia Tech and the Dogs. We'll discuss next as we get into the road to the college football playoff here on Dukes and Bell.
Hell yeah, suck toes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I'm sorry, people are sending memes of more Megan Fox's hands. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Some news to update in the NFL before we talk more college football here as we get ready to officially start week one. And Mike, we were talking about all the deals. Micah Parsons and the Cowboys still in an impasse. Today we found out, if you missed it, that the Commanders have signed their star wide receiver, Terry McLaurin. He is getting a big deal, $30 million in guarantees. But, Mike, there is one guy that remains kind of a big question mark because I don't know where the Micah Parsons thing is going, and that's in Cincinnati.
Yeah, Trey Hendrickson. A number of the hold-ins, like Micah Parsons you just mentioned, still waiting to get their deal done. Well, apparently they've reached an agreement. The Bengals and Trey Hendrickson, a $14 million raise for this year, boosting his salary to $30 million.
Wow.
He's still scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent after this season.
Interesting.
So it's kind of like the Bengals or the Cheapskate Brown family splitting the baby.
They are. Yeah, and you know what? If I'm Trey Hendrickson, I'm cool with this. Go ball out again, right? He's led the league in sacks, I think, two years in a row. Mike, another year of 16, 17 sacks, he's going to name his price going to a new team next year. And what they'll do is, and this is my guess, he'll be 30, 31.
Right.
They'll do a deal like TJ Watt. 3 years, a lot of money up front, and try to get him for the next two and hoping that he's productive. This is not bad management by the Bengals. You're taking a risk on a guy who maybe you've gotten the best out of, and you say, why am I going to guarantee you three more, four more years? I'll give you the money this year. Let's go to the Super Bowl, and you get to name your price.
Right.
This is not a bad deal for them.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny, this organization, you and I were saying it earlier. I mean, look, you got some of the best, you know, quarterback to wide receiver combos in the history of recent last 25 years of football. You know, you got the other backup. You got the, I'm sorry, the other wide receiver back, you know, locked in. But you're looking at your defense, and you're like, you got the best player. Why are you monkeying around? You're squandering this chance when you've got those other pieces I just talked about.
Yes.
You could, I mean, foreseeably score 42 points and still lose half your games this year if you're the Bengals.
Yeah, man. It's
just crazy. Because that's kind of what happened last year.
So they say it also includes a $1 million incentive that if he collects, if he plays 60% of the plays and the Bengals make the playoffs. That's what, so that's another million. So that gets him to 31.
Right.
Okay.
Good deal. But again, he's probably still not happy about it because this is the last great big contract for him. And as we know, the NFL 30 is kind of like that line of demarcation. Quarterbacks will get deals, but other position players not necessarily. Sidebar on the Bengals, we didn't get to it in Guy Talk. Pretty funny piece of audio. Boomer Esiason on our sister station up in New York was invited to a, I guess it's another member of the Bengals is going to go in the Ring of Honor that they have, their version of their Hall of Fame in Cincinnati. But they're going to induct Dave Lapham and Lamar Parrish, and Boomer's already in it. So they invite Boomer, and he basically reads the letter over the air on the radio. Oh, by the way, you'll pay for your own airfare and hotel. That's how cheap the Bengals are. So, for instance, we just had the Braves honoring the 95, you know, World Series team, right? I would imagine that anybody who had to fly in was flown in at the Braves' expense and put up at a hotel, perhaps the Omni, at the Braves' expense. But the Bengals want Boomer to come in as a Ring of Honor member, but they're not letting him. Well, they're not going to pay for their own flights to get the hotel room for the weekend.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's their rep. That's why they are what they are.
Yeah. It's funny, man. Speaking of funny things, did you see this post by Ben DiNucci? Where he basically says, I've been relieved of my duties in Atlanta, and he takes off the Falcon helmet and puts on his CBS coat where he's going to be an analyst and is like, excited for the next opportunity. See you Saturday at 3:30.
Right, so back to the TV. That's okay. It's a side
great.
Gig.
Great.
DiNucci was here, and look, you know, it's a difficult role, but if you can still spin it, you've seen how quickly things turn in the NFL. Backup quarterbacks, there's a couple of teams looking for some right now, but they're not looking for starting quarterbacks. Yeah. And that gets us back, you know, to Kirk Cousins and the Falcons. By the way, Matthew Stafford, speaking of Georgia Bulldogs, if we started talking dogs here, Matthew Stafford, apparently they're saying they think he's going to be good to go for week one. Again, another, you know, almost 2 weeks of treatment, but it is Stetson Bennett's not the backup. He's number three, clearly. Jimmy Garoppolo would start if Matthew Stafford can't go week one.
Yeah, and I just think you're going to have to pay attention and monitor how this goes. All it takes, guys, is one awkward push, Stafford to the turf, and he might be done. Right. Like, and I don't mean that in a negative way. Like, that's just where this thing is. Mike, his back has been so sensitive, and you're talking about a quarterback, man. So we're going to see. Let's talk some college football, though, because this is a big week for Georgia Tech, Mike. They will play against Colorado. As a matter of fact, Dana, are you still going out to that game?
Yeah, we will leave Thursday evening to head out to that game. So
all right,
I'm looking forward
lock
to that.
It in at 4, lock it in at 3.5 if you can, because it's jumping up. It might even be 4.5 to 5 by Friday night, Carl.
I believe that. But that game is going to be Friday, and then obviously the Dogs play on Saturday. And as we get college football going, guys, big games to kick off the season, right? Bama, Florida State, we know Oklahoma, or should I say UT and Ohio State. I mentioned the Nebraska-Cincinnati game. Auburn-Baylor, Mike, what is Auburn going to do? There's a bunch of games that we're going to be paying attention to. But let's focus in on first and foremost, Georgia Tech. If, in fact, they go out to Colorado and set the tone, does this set the table for them to be a real player in the ACC? And for those who forgot, by the way, Georgia Tech was not picked 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. They were picked 4th in the ACC this year. That is respect, guys, and I think everybody sees what Brent Key and company are doing. Now, we're efforting to get Coach Key on before this game if we get a chance to, but again, they're probably going to leave here on Thursday, maybe even earlier. We're not sure what the travel plans are, but at the end of the day, like, this is a big moment for Georgia Tech. You want to talk about, like, the shift? You can talk about winning games, Mike, that you're not supposed to. Start the season off with all the hype and whether you think Prime's team is going to be good again or not. Go out there, handle business. I just think it creates this shift that everybody's been waiting for. Like, okay, maybe they really are going to be that team.
You know, the talk of Georgia Tech's camp, at least talking to people I know that got to see some of it, is how good the younger guys look. You know, some of the freshmen, some of the second-year players, the defense, the physicality. And then by the time they had that second practice or that second scrimmage, you heard the comments of Brent Key. We were talking about it last week. He was kind of going full George O'Leary. But, oh, they're terrible. They look horrible. So if he was trying to get their attention, I would imagine, you know, message received But this is, you know, the last great chance, at least with Haynes King. I'm not saying he can't get another quarterback in the portal next year, because I think Brent's got a culture. I think he's got enough guys on scholarship. He's not over-relying on the portal like FSU and other schools. But he's got to maximize Haynes King's talent. You're going toe-to-toe with Caden Salter, the transfer from Liberty. I mean, how much of the all the stuff that Deion's been dealing with his health concerns, has that affected the coaching staff? I don't know. Media speculation on that. But this is a game that Georgia Tech will be favored. And this is a game, if they're going to win 10 games, they got to win.
Got to win this game. It's a tone setter. It really is. Meanwhile, it is game week also for the Georgia Bulldogs. Kirby's 10th season. 10 years already. They have an SEC record 31-game win streak at home. And they're taking on Marshall. It's Saturday at Sanford Stadium. And as we talked to Mike Griffith about this earlier and said, hey, you know, what's the deal? Is he going to rotate quarterbacks? And it's something we'll discuss all week long. I don't know. I expect to see, you know, fourth-year quarterback Gunnar Stockton to take the reins in Mike and be the guy, and he'll be the starter. But it doesn't mean that if this is a blowout that you're not going to see other guys. And that's the thing. Like, I would expect Kirby to do that if, in fact, it is. But, Mike, maybe it's a closer game. We'll see. Marshall's kind of in a rebuild situation, as Mike laid out earlier in the show. But I just feel like for Georgia, you know, it's not the big wow start-the-season game.
It's ramp up and look good, Gunnar Stockton.
That's it. That's it.
Run the football. We talked to Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. You can rewind that back to the 4 o'clock hour on the Odyssey app. But he was saying, I asked him, I said, can we get a 1,000-yard rusher for Nate Frazier? Run the damn ball, Mike Bobo. He also says, you know, Bobo always gets, you know, too much heat. But I do think sometimes, you know, they get a little too cute with
it. Well, he's got a valid point. Sorry, Kirby, I'm about to say this because I know you're listening. Kirby knows the game plan.
He's in on it. He's all about the game plan.
He's got a valid point. So here's my point, guys. You remember Dan Quinn in the Super Bowl? And why did he get on the headset and tell Shanahan to run the ball? Why doesn't Kirby do that? Why doesn't Kirby do that? If this is an issue and this is something that they want to do better, at any point in the game, Kirby go, hey, Mike, let's run the damn ball. He could do it. I think Mike Griffith has a very valid point. Or does Kirby allow his coordinators, Mike, as DQ said back when we lost that thing, hey, I let guys do what they do. He's done a great job all year. I'm not going to infringe on that. I think there are moments in games where you have to step up as a head coach and say, hey, this is where we are. We're going to win and lose with this moment or this drive, and we need to run it.
It's hard to believe that anybody who's calling a defense is not going to have the input from Kirby, whether it was Dan Lanning to present, that, you know, he was going to be in there, and I don't think those guys are autonomous. I think that Kirby's definitely in on it. And to your point, like, for instance, think about, you know, we sometimes feel that Bobo's, you know, conservative. Todd Monken, Mike Griffin brought up a point that even Todd Monken had parameters under Kirby. But think about, like, but the first national championship against Alabama, when Stetson Bennett fumbles and they score the touchdown, they come right back with the vertical passing
game. They throw it down the field.
So Kirby's acutely aware of that. We talked about perhaps the time to sit on it with Gunnar Stockton would have been before the half. Just run it, eat clock. It's a 6-3 game against Notre Dame. That's where the aggressiveness came back to bite you, but you're right. 39.5-point favorites over Marshall. I'll bring it up again for our degenerates out there. Kirby 0-12-1 against the spread when favored by 38-plus points. So it's Dogs 39.5. Marshall has turned over their roster, new head coach. From a buddy of mine from West Virginia, they've got a good offensive line. They kept most of those guys, but you said it. You'll probably be rotating guys in, and Kirby says, you know, spread be damned in these early season games.
Yeah, I just, you know, we talk about the focused on first impressions. This is our first impression for a guy who we saw last year, but this is now his team, right? That's what we're talking about with Gunnar Stockton. So what are the first impressions, Mike? He's got to come out and impress us. I'm being real here. Like, if he comes out and struggles, Georgia fans, it's not going to give you a whole lot of confidence. Like, okay, it was the first game. We can make excuses. I think he's got to come out and be sharp and on point. The receiving core is supposed to be better.
Well, that's just it. I mean, everybody and their uncle has talked about all these transfers and how Georgia, with Zachariah Branch, who, again, he's the Noah Thomas is a tall guy, and Zach is like the guy who's going to be all over the place, like an even more athletic lad, McConkey. You know, you can use him on anywhere in the field. This has got to pay dividends because, as we said, they've got a culture. They've got upperclassmen. They've got guys that are in that they know Kirby's way. Then you augment that the right way with the transfer portal guys. But I'm with you. Kirby and this team, you want to talk. The other thing is not knowing what the hell the College Football Playoff Committee is going to be looking for. Does it matter if you grease Marshall by 4 touchdowns plus for game control? I mean, all these very, you know, all these vague terms about whatever these guys are looking for on the schedule.
Yeah, look, I think you just do what you have to do, and if it means use the term grease, if you got to grease them, grease them. Right. Like this is my thing with Kirby. Kirby's, you say, traditionally hasn't been that guy because he respects the coaching field and right. doesn't want to.
He's got his own agenda for the game. Yeah, point spread isn't it.
Yeah, he doesn't want to embarrass other coaches. I get all that. But the other part of that is if you score 50, you score 50. Gunnar Stockton, by the way, we forget this. He threw for 234 against Notre Dame. I mean, we forget it because they lost the game, but that's a career high, even though they lost the game. That was in the quarterfinals. My point is, he has shown the ability to throw it around. That's what I think we have to see in this first game. Guys, they can run the ball all day against Marshall. That's how I feel. I need to see some of this passing game and get this guy going. 404-726-0929. We're going to be talking about it all week leading up to week one of the college football season. We'll be breaking down all the games around college football, the big ones as well. But big week for Georgia Tech and for Georgia. All right, we're coming back. Strong arm story of the day next.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Braves, they salvage a game, guys, against the Mets. They start a long road trip. We'll talk to Grant tomorrow on the show. It's the Marlins. I'll say this, Mike. I'm not necessarily happy about running Spencer Strider back out there. I'm not.
Well, I mean, because we always kind of worry about his, I don't say fragile psyche. He takes things to heart, you know, and you wonder where his head's at. And continue, I mean, I presume he's read some of the things that have been said. I would like to think that Tom Glavine could run down there to the clubhouse and go, hey, figure out where your freaking slider is going to go. And is this going to require the kind of biomechanics, for lack of a better word, that Money Harris had to do with his swing?
Yep.
And that's why I was saying, is Rick Kranitz the guy? I know some things work, some things don't. But, I mean, how do you get Strider back if the velocity's never going to be, or maybe the velocity does creep back up, but he's got to be able to place that slider because that's as much batting practice as that 96-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, and a big shout-out. We mentioned this earlier in the show, Bobby Cox in attendance. It was really cool. I thought that was the best part of the weekend.
Emotional moment knowing that, you know, Bobby's gotten up there. We don't know, but for the grace of God, go I and you and me and all of us. But, you know, it's getting up there. The Braves were very emotional. A lot of his players, when they found that he was going to be there, were just over the moon.
Yeah, man, because, you know, he's unable or doesn't come out as much as he used to those kinds of things. Real quick, as we're talking about Braves, and I just wanted to mention that because, you know, we've been focused on the Falcons, and this is really where we're at right now with this cut down day tomorrow. We'll have all the latest on that, or not only for us guys, around the league, and see how things shake out. Tomorrow's going to be interesting because there may be guys available, and you go, hey, Dukes and Bell, let's go get this guy. We've got to wait our turn.
Yeah, I mean, if there's two things. If there's anybody who's any good at tackle and somebody needs a tackle, there's a bunch of teams ahead of us on the waiver wire, right? That's basically it, to your point.
Yep.
That's one of the things the Tennessee coach is going, hey, I kind of like having first dibs on some of this. Not everybody needs a tackle. We've already looked at it, guys. From Lael Collins to Isaiah Wynn, some guys. There's even a tackle that's, who is it, for the Browns, is taking a break because he wants to get healthy. Jedrick Wilson. Is it Wilkes? Say again? Just say it, Morrow. Just say it.
Dedrick Willis.
Dedrick Willis is another guy, because guys are asking us, because he looks good, but he's so banged up, Carl, he's going to take an entire year off just to get right. So that just gives you an idea. You know, I mean, Lael Collins hadn't played a down in 3 years, and the Cowboys just cut him, but he's a name because obviously he's considered one of the better tackles for earlier part of his career. There's just not a lot of stuff out there. That's why you're going to have to find that diamond in the rough and hope that he's fits your system, or Elijah Wilkinson just the answer.
Yeah, and here's the other part of this, as we talk about, you know, this McGarry. And right now it's a mystery. I think Elijah Wilkinson is the answer, all right? And I think that's where they're going to go. But we'll wait to see if they make some moves here over the next few days. But this is when teams are trying to – Mike, they're trying to get right. The Bengals do this deal with Henderson because they know they cannot go into the season. And by the way, their quarterback Joe Burrow has been in their office every single day going, get this done, get this done. Offense looks great. You guys have seen what the Cincinnati offense looks like. Like, we need this guy if we're going to try to get to a Super Bowl. And then you see the McLaurin holdout ends. Commanders, get right. We were in the NFC Championship game last year. I cannot go to battle with Jaden Daniels not having this guy out there. Done. This is that time of year where you're like, okay, countdown's on. It's for real now. We're about to start the season, and we cannot be clowning around with all of this stuff, which is why we've been saying, I don't know what's going to happen with Micah Parsons. Because Friday – he's telling the Falcons to call him casually when the fans like, hey, man, let's go to Falcons. And he's like, call me.
I love the energy over there. Oh, really? Okay. Because I think a lot of Falcons fans said, okay, you can trade him and you can trade him. Now, the back issue, and you know, do you feel it was jive of him to sit there and lay on the trading table? Because, again, like everything else in Cowboy land, he gets amped up to a federal case.
It does.
I mean, he's just like, he's irked. Jerry created this situation. Darrell Revis, by the way, just posted an open letter on social media basically calling out Jerry Jones.
Did he?
And the Cowboys were saying it's shameful to treat a professional athlete who's been this good for your franchise like that.
Look, there is something to that. This would be different if you didn't have, you know, all these all pros behind your name and Pro Bowls behind your name and considered to be one of the top three or four best defensive players or maybe best player in the NFL behind your name. But he's got all that behind his name.
Right.
There is something to be said about that. And it's, again, we're not talking about an old guy. We're talking about a guy in his prime. So I get it. A lot of players, you know, and I've made fun of this, the player advocate part of it, because players are always advocating for other players. And I get that, because this doesn't last long. Sometimes they're right. Sometimes they're wrong. Mike, I think most of the guys feel that they're right about this because of where Micah Parsons is.
Right. Darrell Revis says, you just Google Darrell Revis open letter, you'll see it. He goes, at the very least, the Players Association should be saying it does not condone what Jerry is doing, saying Jerry Jones feels comfortable publicly humiliating our union.
Yeah, well,
yeah, and a couple of other owners with him as well. Jerry's actions show that owners have no problem taking advantage of us when our union fails to respond. It sends the wrong message. Now, granted, their union is in a shambles right now, as dictated by what you saw with the knucklehead who ran the expense account at the Cheetah, and the fact that they've got a lot of guys that are probably in over their head repping the players' union. They got to maybe flush that out and get some guys who really know what they're doing out there.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, but this goes back to Jerry and that documentary you and I were talking about last week. He did this crap with Emmett Smith. I mean, if ever there was a big cog in the three-man machine between Emmett, Troy, and Michael, self-explanatory. Mike, is that same thing on the defensive side?
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, here's what's really wild about this. Legally, Jerry's not wrong. He is under contract.
No, there's a fifth-year option. He got, as you said, I controlled him for 3 years.
He's right.
He's got this year on the fifth-year pickup, and then they can franchise tag 2 years in a row.
Yeah, so that part of it, like, you're not taking advantage of the Players Association from that standpoint.
Well, that's Revis's opinion. Correct. But I get where he's coming from.
Correct. But he's right. I mean, like, if you're under contract, you don't get a chance to go, well, you know what, now I'm not under contract and I need more money. But I do think the precedent has been set around the NFL for players of lesser value to get paid like this. And that's the deal. So we'll see who wins that battle. As far as the Falcons are concerned, guys, they let a bunch of guys go on Saturday. As we mentioned, Morgan Fox, not Megan, let go. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. We should know, Mike, before 4 o'clock about all these names. They're not going to wait till the last minute. They're going to give guys a chance, especially to try to catch on, maybe somewhere else for the guys that are not going to keep on the practice squad. But the real focus is going to be on if they're able to find another reserve tackle in the meantime. That's where it's going to be. Right. And by the way, we're talking 4 weeks. It's an eternity in the NFL. I mean, we could go through the first month of September, guys, and be 1-4. And I'm not saying that to be negative. I'm just telling you, like, that's a long time. You're looking at a situation that you go,
Well, I mean, you know, if you can keep your head above water, you know, with Elijah Wilkinson, and as we said, you know, you can use your tight ends to help, and like, you guys know how it works when you double team some of the more aggressive and better edge rushers. But, you know, there's a couple of teams we play in those first five games that have two of those guys. So it's not as, you know, simple as you might think. But, you know, if you can use, you know, Charlie Warner or however they're going to do it, if Pitts, and he might be called upon that. It's one less guy going down the field. You and I discussed this last week.
If you
got to use max protection, yeah. then Bijan's not down the field trying to get the ball out in space, making a guy miss to move the chains. So that's why it's important that they find somebody. That's why I said it last week, and I'll say it again. It's not hype. I mean, you've got a major issue. Storm Norton going down was huge because, again, best case scenario, Elijah Wilkinson, keep your head above water,
yeah.
And then eventually you get Storm Norton back there.
Well, I think he's capable.
And the early bye week actually now helps us.
And by the way, that's not to say like Caleb McGarry was blocking all of these edge guys great every time.
No. He didn't enough to earn himself a $30 million extension.
Correct. So there's going to be slip-ups. There's going to be times where you're going to lose. Just try to win more than you lose. And I think he will keep his head above water. I just don't know. Here's my question. What happens if Elijah Wilkinson can't go?
Well, then you're screwed.
That's my question.
Then, you know what, then we can just call
you in danger, girl.
Yeah. Then we can call Bob Whitfield, or we can call that 450-pound guy from the Bucks they just cut, and see if we can just stand there, Carl, and play tackle.
Don't move. Just stay right there.
Iceberg, run ahead.
I mean, again, I know for many of you out there, you feel it's a Madden game. It's simply, hey, throw a touchdown. Woo-hoo. You just, this is important, and it is, as Mark Grimani pointed out, it's still the blind side. So hopefully they got an answer. Not sure the answer's in the building, because if you watch those preseason games, that second team O-line wasn't good.
No.
This team is your family, Michael. You have to protect them from those guys, okay?
I mean, let's call Michael Orr, see what he's doing. I'm sure he's playing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's true. Hey, did you ever think Hendon Hooker was gonna be a guy to get a spot in the league? The Lions have waived him.
Oh.
Former third-round pick, Hendon Hooker.
Right.
Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't have a great preseason, Mike. Completed 6 of 9 passes for 62 yards. Suited up for 3 regular season games over 2 years for the Lions. Now, again, he wasn't going to take Jared Goff's spot, but
right.
You figure, okay, maybe he's learning, he'll get better, and maybe have a spot or a chance to learn somewhere
else. He's the one who got hurt, right? It was the injury?
Yeah.
Because he had the 31 touchdowns for Tennessee, got hurt in 22, and that really, because if he stays on track, maybe he's second, maybe he's first round.
That's right.
Joe Milton looked pretty good, right?
He did.
Yeah. What I saw. But there's...
Who's up in Seattle? The former... Milroe looked good too. Thank you.
Yeah, Milroe,
he looked good too.
You know, we
too.
Talked about Milroe needing another year of seasoning, passing. He's getting the coaching in Seattle, and when he does decide to pick it up and put him down, he is a steamroller. He might be the little secret sauce weapon.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, we always talk about like Taysom Hill was always our kryptonite.
I hate him.
I would imagine they find some packages for Milroe to do some damage.
Mm. I hate Taysom Hill.
We all do. That mother scratcher beat us twice in one season without Sean Payton calling the plays.
He did me right in fantasy.
Oh, I know he did, because every time he was going to touch it like 80 million times on the offensive side. Hey, man, tomorrow, by the way, Kennesaw State, we're going to talk to your head football coach. Just a reminder, Friday we are out, and we're going to do that throughout the course of the week, guys, talking to different coaches and get you ready for the start of week one for the college football season. But Kennesaw State local, and we want to see what the program looks like and what they're doing, and there's a lot of expectations there. So that'll happen tomorrow. But Friday, we are out at Twin Peaks Buckhead. So
right.
A reminder, we're going to be out on Friday getting you ready for Labor Day weekend.
Jerry Mack and the Owls getting ready for the Demon Deacons, right? They're playing Wake Forest.
That's right.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, man. It should be interesting to see what he has to say. We're talking about the changing state of college football. We'll also continue to talk about these big matchups this weekend. I think it's going to be intriguing to say Caleb Downs, Atlanta kid, the cat and mouse game that is going to be played between him and Arch Manning in this game, and whether he throws that way, how often he throws that way, Mike, Caleb is going to be a future first round pick, period. And so I think he's the best defensive player in the college football this year. And so that start to see how Arch manages that. Right. And everywhere you look right now, right, everything, Arch Manning, the pressure, blah, 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 it's all out there. We get a chance to see that Saturday and how that looks. And if they win, then great. If not, everybody's going to think the sky is falling on Texas.
Well, you can lose in a close one to Ohio State. Now, I mean, I don't know. Ohio State, is it Sayan's going to be under center? So we'll see. Yeah. I mean, just how Ryan Day. Look, Ryan Day, even that's the thing so funny about Ohio State last year, because the playoff, it's becoming more like the NFL. You just got to be hot at the right time. You know, lose to Michigan 4 years in a row. Michigan named their starting quarterback to a true freshman, by the way.
Well, he's a stud. He was the number one recruit in the country.
And they're going to roll with it. But, Ohio State at home, that's the one, man. I told my boys we were going to get down to Tallahassee in time to find a bar and be in front of that TV at noon, because that's going to be something on Saturday.
Yes, it is. All right, man. Now we got to get out of the way and clear our throat. Chris is off tonight. John Fricke's in for him. Stay tuned. He's got you covered starting at 6 o'clock.
Fricke just loaded up his man cave. Just saw that some TVs on social media.
Well, how about that? thanks to our guest. If you missed any of them, go online and subscribe to Dukes and Bell so you don't miss any of our show, any of our content, any of our segments, guys. Do that. You'll get the updates as well. Odyssey.com. That's where you can find all of that. Big O, great job behind the glass. Day-Day, our executive producer. We're back at you tomorrow, 2 o'clock. The countdown is on to the start of week one of the college football season, and we're all over it. Make sure you're here. It's cut down day. We'll be talking plenty about that and where the Falcons go starting at 2. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man. Avery Johnson starting a quarterback for Kansas State. They lose to Iowa State over there in Dublin, where it was a quagmire. Field was really wet. And then all of a sudden, whoa, somebody's swinging on somebody. Now their face is in a puddle outside the stadium. What's that? It's the quarterback's dad and his brother? Holy shnikes. Mark and Anthony Johnson, they said it was just bickering, which escalated. Not sure what that's all about. Not a good look. It's not the quarterback's fault. But my God, next time, a little less Jameson's and Guinness over there, boys.
Yeah. I mean, it's called self-control. Hey, we've talked a lot about what the Braves need to do for next season. Season's not over yet, but we're already forecasting. Let me give you one. Stars have to be stars. Part of this season was the stars on this team didn't play like it. Whether it was Riley or Olsen, Acuna was hurt the first 2 months, came back, was an all-star, hurt again. Think about it. Profar, 80 games. Stars have to be stars. We can talk about the rotation all we want, and trust me, they need help there. But the other part of this is you need your studs to be studs. Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're a toe sucker, just like Orin Romaine.
Hell yeah, I suck toes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.